بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Being the night of Jum'ah, I just like to remind a few things about this night and the day that is coming, which is the day of Jum'ah. There are certain opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us for a very, very limited time. But these are great opportunities of our life. There are a lot of things like this, just like we know Laylatul Qadr. It's only once a year. You get it, you get it. You don't get it, another year is gone. And for getting Laylatul Qadr, we may have to still do the ibadah of 10 nights, and hopefully, inshallah, the person will get Laylatul Qadr. The day of Jum'ah is one of those opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us once a week. And because it comes so often, every week, a lot of people don't pay attention to the importance of it. This is a very, very special day. But now when you connect Jum'ah to Ramadan, then this becomes something extremely special and important. Because we know the reward of all good deeds is multiplied during the month of Ramadan. Everything, the ibadah is increased during the month of Ramadan.
As Ibrahim Rahimahullah says,
that fasting one day of Ramadan is equivalent to fasting for a thousand days.
And he said, tasbihatun afdal min alf tasbihah.
One rak'ah of Ramadan is better than a thousand rak'ahs outside of Ramadan.
So imagine the reward of the month of Ramadan.
And then Jum'ah is normally higher than any other day.
So when you combine Jum'ah with Ramadan, imagine the great reward of it.
But we get it only four times a year.
Sometimes five.
But this year we have four Jum'ahs in Ramadan.
One is gone.
The other one's already started from Maghrib today.
So we have only two more opportunities after this, till the next year.
So these are great opportunities, and this time that we are in is a very, very valuable, important, and special time.
Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah narrated in his Sahih, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, in his Sunan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
"Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'ah."
The best day is the day of Jum'ah.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some of the special things of the Jum'ah. He said,
"Fihi khuliqa Adam."
Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created on that day, which means is the day that Allah chose to start the human beings in this world, or creation of the human beings.
وَفِيهِ قُبِتْ Adam alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on the day of Jum'ah.
We'll say, okay,
What type of virtue is that when we are talking about the importance of the deen? Yes, for a mu'min, his death is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get saved from all the hardships and difficulties of the dunya into the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fi qubr is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning for Adam alayhi salam. And the day of Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jum'ah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Therefore, on the day of Jum'ah, not just on the night, on the day of Jum'ah, which means 24 hours period, send a lot of salah on me on that day. Now, once again to remind ourselves, generally sending a lot of salah and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that is encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course even ordered in Quran al-Kareem. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And is one of the highest form of dhikr.
In fact, one of the best ways of getting close to Rabbul Alameen subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, securing our place close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, securing our place in the neighborhood of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in Jannah.
So many virtues.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا مِهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ
Send a lot of salah on me on the day of Jum'ah.
So normally we are supposed to send a lot of salah on Allah every day, especially on the day of Jum'ah, Rasulullah says make it even more.
Now just think about how much more it should be on the Jum'ah of Ramadan.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the same hadith,
فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوبَةٌ عَلَيْهِ.
When you send salah to me, Your salah is presented.
Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أَرَمْتَ. How would our salah be presented to you, Ya Rasulullah, after you pass away, after you leave this world, because your body will be decomposed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah made it haram for the earth to eat the bodies of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is the hadith of Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مررت بموسى فإذا هو قائم في قبره يصلي. He was standing up doing salah in his qabr. And when he went for Mi'raj, he met so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then especially in Baytul Maqdis, he led all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In another hadith, which is narrated in by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in his Sahih, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day the sun rises is the day of Jum'ah. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمَ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. Adam alayhi salam was created on that day. And on the same day, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was given the permission to live in Jannah. So another blessing that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam received on that day. وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. And on the same day, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was brought out of Jannah. Again, we may ask, is this a virtue? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is important to remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He did not create him initially to live in Jannah at that time. Inni ja'ilun. When he informed the malaika, what did he say?
Inni ja'ilun fil jannati khalifa.
Inni ja'ilun
fil ardi khalifa.
I'm creating him
so he lived on the earth.
So human beings on this earth is not a punishment.
This is what we were created for.
Adam alayhi salam was given some time to live in Jannah so that he can learn how to deal with things and what type of things he would need because things are already there in this dunya, now you start making things for yourself.
And work on your own.
So that was just a learning period
for him.
Otherwise, the main purpose of creating him was to be on the earth.
This is not punishment.
This was what he is created for.
Sometime we take that take as, that as or, you know, or, you know, punishment for Adam alayhi salam, because he ate from the trees that he had to come from.
Otherwise, what?
He would have just lived in Jannah and
born in Jannah. This is not what we were created for.
And that wasn't the rule that Allah made from the beginning. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when in this hadith of Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning this also as one of the name of Allah, that Allah chose the day of Jum'ah to send Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to this world that for which he was created for. In another hadith, which is narrated by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah in Shu'ab al-Iman with an authentic isnad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفضل الصلوات عند الله صلاة الصبح يوم الجمعة في جماعة. The best prayer in the sight of Allah, very important. The best salah in the sight of Allah is the salah of Fajr on the day of Jum'ah that is performed with Jama'ah. The Fajr of every Jum'ah, 52 Jum'ahs a year, not just four. Every Jum'ah.
Salatul Fajr performed with the Jama'ah in the sight of Allah,
that is the best salah that you perform for that week.
Of course, we know in the hadith,
this is not including Salatul Jum'ah itself, virtue.
But comparing all the other prayers, the Fajr of Jum'ah is the most important that is performed with Jama'ah.
And again, I would remind that imagine now the Fajr of Jum'ah during the month of Ramadan.
As I said, only four years in a year.
In another hadith, by Imam Majah, in his Sunan, with an authentic isnad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ سَيِّدُ الْأَيَّامِ.
The day of Jum'ah is the leader of all days.
وَأَعْظَمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ.
And it's the greatest day in the sight of Allah.
We may think it's only comparing the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we say Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, out of these 7 days. No, the hadith continues. As I said, Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah narrated it with an authentic snub. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمِ الْفِطْرِ. The day of Jum'ah is more valuable, greater in the sight of Allah than the day of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. See, something we were talking about yesterday, religion and culture. According to our culture, Eid, Salatul Eid, you shouldn't miss it. But on the day of Jum'ah, how many things do we miss? That day in the sight of Allah is more important than Eid al-Fitr, than not just Eid, the day of Eid, both Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 5 things of the importance of Jum'ah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا فِيهِ آدَمُ. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on that day. وَهَبَتَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ آدَمَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. That day Allah chose to send Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the earth. وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّ اللَّهُ آدَمُ. Adam alayhi salam passed away on that day. And we already talked about these being the light of other hadith. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا الْعَبْدُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ حَرَامًا. There is a time on the day of Jum'ah. Whoever would be making dua during that time, his dua is guaranteed to be accepted. And as we know, there are many hadiths that indicate that is between the Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jum'ah.
And some scholars say it's during the time when the khatib was on the member until the end of the salah,
which is a short time.
So again, we can utilize both of those times.
And then the fifth thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the day of Jum'ah in this hadith, مَا مِنْ مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبٍ وَلَا سَمَاءٍ وَلَا أَرْضٍ وَلَا رِيَاحٍ وَلَا جِبَالٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا وَهُنَّ يُشْفِقْنَ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ.
Every angel.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even the wind, the heaven, the earth, mountains, oceans,
they all are afraid of the day of Jum'ah.
Why?
Because the day of Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jum'ah.
So every Jum'ah, this tells us
that all of these things, all the weak thing,
they don't know anything.
They are not living beings.
But
they even know the days.
And they know it's Jum'ah. In our hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned even the animals and the birds. He said they also fear the day of Jum'ah, that maybe the soul would be blown this Jum'ah. It could be any Jum'ah that the day of Qiyamah will take place. SubhanAllah. It simply means everyone other than human beings. Whereas Qiyamah is for us, it's not for them really. And we are the only ones that don't worry about it. And all others, they fear that day because this could be the day of Qiyamah. Which means now, from the fifth thing that we learn in this hadith is that even the day of Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jum'ah. In another hadith narrated by Ibn Tirmidhi rahimahullah, in his Sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ يَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. A Muslim who would die on the day or the night of Jum'ah. And night of Jum'ah, remember, it's this night, it's not the night coming. After Maghrib of tomorrow, Jum'ah will be done.
So from Thursday Maghrib,
Rasulullah says, a person who died during the night or the day of Jum'ah, Allah will protect him from Adab al-Qabr.
Look at the importance of this day.
So if it can protect you after your death,
how much importance this day is for the protection of Adab al-Qabr while we are alive.
So it's really a day of ibadah.
When we say it's a day that we take a break generally in our countries.
We take a break.
Yes,
break from work so that you can do the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's not taking a break
so that we don't do anything and just rest and no ibadah.
In fact, that day when people miss many of the jama'at the most
because it's break.
So no time to go to the masjid.
Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through these and many other hadiths, is telling us the importance of this day. And once again, we are in the month of Ramadan now. We can see that, wallahu alam, really there is no limit and no count of how much this reward must be multiplied that is performed during this night and during this day, which means during the day of Jum'ah. And we, as I said, we have only 4 opportunities. One is gone, we have 3 more. Let's utilize it as much as we can in the best way we can. And one of the very important ibadah of this day would be salah and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim.